This is the IHS Market Verticon Fertilizer Podcast, a podcast about events and trends in global fertilizer markets. Today's episode was recorded on May 18, 2020.
Hello and welcome to this, the latest instalment of the IHS Markets Verticon Fertilizer Podcast and the second with a focus on the nitrates market. I'm Mark Astley. I joined Verticon in October 2016, initially working from our London office, and I cover the nitrates market from week to week. And like many of you listening at the moment, I'm joining you today from my home office in the north of England. Also joining us today is Coogan Eager, the editor of our bi-monthly potash market report and a regular contributor to our weekly urea and nitrates reports. Coogan Eager is also responsible for the UK and French sections of our bi-monthly European fertiliser report. Thank you very much for joining us today, Coogan Eager. I hope you don't mind if I call you Cugs from now on.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me. You can call me Cugs, of course. I'm also joining you today from my makeshift home office in London. As you might hear, sirens every now and then. I mean, how are things in Leeds?
Yeah, lovely. The weather is unseasonably pleasant here in Yorkshire, so I can't complain, although it would be nice to be outside a little more. I'm sure it's much more pleasant down south in London.
This is actually such peak British conversation, you know, talking about the weather. Should we move on to the podcast?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea before we get too much into it. So yeah, the topic of today's podcast is the new fertiliser season, and more specifically the reset prices that were introduced recently for ammonium nitrate in France and calcium ammonium nitrate in Germany. So Coogan Eager, you are our in-house expert on the French market. What's the latest?
So a few weeks ago, on the 23rd of April, Yara announced a new season price in France for AN33.5% of 230 CPT bulk for June deliveries. This was 27 euros less than the 257 euro CPT bulk price introduced last year to kick off the new season. It also replaced a list price of 250 CPT bulk introduced by Yara on the 25th of February for new orders.
Okay. And the other producers in the market, have they followed suit? Are they following Yara on price at the moment?
So from our latest reports, we hear that Borealis is offering a few euros below this price.
And at the moment, the reaction, I believe, has been pretty positive overall.
I mean, with falling gas prices, which we'll touch on again during this podcast, and also falling nitrogen prices in general, buyers had expected a price lower than this, but farmers do need ammonium nitrate. It's a big market in France, and with imports quite limited at the moment, buyers have had little choice but to accept this price. But the uptake has been slow.
And how does this compare with last year in 2019 and how prices developed then?
So from the 257 CPT bulk price that Yara issued last year on the 15th of May for June deliveries, just a few days after that, on the 21st of May, they increased this price to 263 CPT bulk for July deliveries. So obviously the difference this year is that the new season price has been issued almost 4 weeks earlier. So the uptake could be slow because buyers have more time to commit to volumes as well.
Okay. And I know with the CAN price in Germany as well, it was announced early May rather than mid-May, which is typically when they come out with a reset. The new season price from Yara in Germany and Benelux was 175 euros CIF inland for June deliveries. And this compares with 205 CIF inland that was introduced by Yara on the 17th of May last year for June deliveries. And as Coogan Eager mentioned as well, with the AN price, this CAN price replaces the 200 euro CIF price that Yara had been quoting officially in Germany, and the 203 CIF inland it was quoting in Benelux.
So have these prices been achieved? What's sort of the reaction from buyers at the moment?
Well, Lately, there has been quite a significant gap between list prices from producers and actual achievable levels. And this was before the new season prices were introduced also. But today, while we have this official paper price of 175 Siphon land from Yara, actual prices from key regional producers in Germany are reported at 15 to 20 euros lower, at 155 to 160.
So have buyers been ready to accept these prices, or will they likely be able to, or have no choice to, in a few weeks' time?
Well, at the moment, across Northern Europe, it's been pretty dry weather-wise recently, which has slowed the application of nitrates fertilizer. So we are waiting on a bit of wet weather just to kind of kickstart application again. So we should start to see better demand. But with other producers offering lower, this is probably going to be make it quite difficult for Yara to expect price development straight away. The new season price from Yara, it did come as quite a surprise to the majority of stakeholders in the CAN market in Germany, who the majority of whom were expecting a reset price at least 20 euros lower, around like 150, 155 CIFIN land.
So would you say low gas prices in Europe, as well as falling ammonia and urea prices, are a big factor for why buyers had expected lower prices?
Yeah, definitely. The majority of those people we've spoken to in the last couple of weeks regarding the new season price for CAN in Germany and Benelux, they pointed to low gas prices in Europe, as well as falling ammonia and urea prices. And I mean, I would imagine that's also the case with ammonium nitrate in France, if you look at the urea prices.
Yes, of course. So if we make some rough calculations, the AN33.5% price of 230 CPT bulk roughly is around 215 euros FCA. In comparison, granular urea was being sold at around 215, 220 FCA at warehouse for forward delivery. So AN would reflect about 6.42 euros per unit N, compared to urea of between 4.67 and 4.78 per unit N. Even when we account for the 20% premium that AN often carries amongst farmers, urea does look better priced than that ammonium nitrate price of 230 CPT bulk.
Yeah, and this is also the case with CAN in Germany as well. So with CAN in Germany, the best urea price comparison we can make are with those prices for granular urea in the Baltic and Egypt. In both cases, prices have softened in the last couple of months since March. So in the Baltic, granular urea prices averaged $238 FOB in March. This month so far, I know we're only halfway through, but they're averaging $202 FOB. And if you'll bear with me while I run through the tedious calculation, if we add a cost of freight of about 20, import duty, convert this price to this total to euros, and add the cost of freight, inland freight, we're left with a price in the low 230s. That's 230 euros, CIF inland, which is roughly equivalent to 5.10 euros per unit N. And with granular urea prices in Egypt, they've also softened. They've averaged about 211 FOB so far in May, compared with 251 in March. The current May average price, that's equivalent to about 5 euros per unit N if we were to add on all those additional costs I mentioned earlier. So around 5 euros for the Egyptian Baltic granular urea if it were to be shipped to Germany. By comparison, on a simple unit N basis, the 175 CIFIN land introduced by Yara for the new season is equivalent to about 6.50 euros. So you can see there's quite a big gap there in value. But I guess if you factor in the efficiency of CAN over granular urea, the unit cost is lower at about €5.50 by our calculations, but it still means that urea is better value than CAN at if you were to take the new season price from Yara at face value. So there's a bit of a disconnect between granular urea prices and the new season ammonium nitrate prices in France and CAN as well.
I guess that's not unusual there. So in like previous years as well, there has been a disconnect between the two because there are other factors affecting the demand for dry nitrates as well, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's it. It's, I know it's a very simple comparison to make, and I guess it's one argument, isn't it, at the moment that people in the market will make is that, well, urea prices are low and I guess CAN prices theoretically should follow as well. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not uncommon that there is some sort of a disconnect. But in theory, they should all be moving in a similar direction at a similar pace, I suppose.
I guess that's for nitrogen in general, starting with ammonia, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I know we've had a look back at our ammonia price history. I'll let you take the lead on this one, though, Kuganiga. It's very, very wordy.
So in January, our weekly assessments of the delivered duty paid ammonia price in Northwest Europe averaged 285, then 286 in February and 284 in March. However, they've softened significantly in the last 2 months, in line with FOB prices in the Baltic and Black Sea. And so far this month are averaging 258 delivered duty paid. So yes, the ammonia price in Northwest Europe has seen a fall lately. However, if we look at delivered duty paid ammonia prices in Northwest Europe in previous years, it's difficult to find any correlation between new season prices introduced by Yara and ammonia prices. For example, in May 2019, our assessment of delivered duty paid ammonia prices in Northwest Europe averaged $282, $24 higher than the May to date average. And the new season price introduced by Yara in May 2019 was 205 CIF inland for CAN 27%, 40 euros higher. However, if we look at 2018, in May 2018, our assessment of ammonia prices in Northwest Europe was $293 delivered duty paid, higher than May 2019 and May so far in 2020. The new season reset price in 2018 from Yara was 165 CIF inland, lower than the levels introduced in 2019 and 2020. And looking at May 2017, the reset price from Yara that month was below that 165 CIF inland.
So there is, I guess, if we look at the current situation this year so far, prices for ammonia have certainly softened. And you can see then where the argument's coming from stakeholders in the market that ammonia's moving down, urea's moving down. Surely CAN should be following the same trajectory.
Exactly. I mean, that's theoretically true. But if, as history has shown us for the last few years, it hasn't always been the case.
Yeah, that's it. It's there's not that that year-on-year correlation, is there? The ammonia price, I guess, between 2000 and 2017 and 2020 in May has actually fallen year on year. Yet there's been quite a mix of prices for CAN from Yara. So yeah, not much correlation there. With the gas prices, I think it's a similar story, isn't it?
Yes, they've come down as well, right?
Yeah, so they have, yeah. So lately, gas prices have also weakened as well. One of the main prices that I'm sure everyone will know as well is the TTF spot price. For May, we only have a forecast for that price so far, but that's a price of 1.9 per MMBTU. That's the price that's forecast for May. And this is down from an actual spot price of 3.6 MMBTU in January this year. That price is also lower than actual spot prices from May 2019, May 2018, May 2017 and June 2016, all months in which Yara has previously introduced new season prices. And if, as we do in our monthly nitrates futures report, combine the contract price forecast for May of 5.7 per MMBTU with the spot price forecast for May at a ratio of 15 to 85, we're left with a mixed price of around 2.4 per MMBTU, which by our calculations would mean a cost of gas per ton of CAN of about $39. And if we look at last year, for example, using the same ratio, we had a mixed price of closer to $4.9 per MMBTU, which would suggest a gas cost of about 78, which is roughly double, and the new season CAN price that year, €40 higher than where we are today. So, I mean, if you were to look at those 2 years, you would say, oh, well, there's some logic there. But if we apply the same reasoning to May 2018, 2 years ago, the cost of gas per ton then would be even higher. Yet we had a new season reset price €10 lower than we have this year, and 50 lower than in 2019. So again, there's not quite correlation there between the gas prices, by our calculations anyway, and the new season prices. But gas prices are certainly coming down. There's no doubt about that, and that's obviously clearly something that needs to be taken into account, especially when you're looking at the cost of production. Although, like I said, it's worth noting that nowadays the cost of production is linked less and less to contract gas prices, which is reflected in the mixed price ratio that we use nowadays. It used to be 30-70, now it's 15-85.
Thanks, Mark. So now we have a fuller picture. There's no doubt that gas, urea and ammonia prices are down currently. And amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the short-term outlook for each of these commodities isn't overly bullish at the moment either. On the other hand of it, it doesn't seem that the CAN price and the AN price have actually followed the trend as closely if we're looking at the per unit and comparison. So with the AN 33.5% price in France coming first, could the success of that have also led to perhaps a higher than anticipated CAN 27% price in Germany and Benelux?
Yeah, I think that was one of the factors that was cited when the CAN price was introduced at the beginning of May, was that that the apparent success of this new season ammonium nitrate price in France had provided some support to a similar unit N equivalent price for CAN in Germany. Another suggestion has been that the legislation in Germany that was introduced early this year in January that requires all urea to be treated with a coat of slow release inhibitor, that could have impacted, that is impacting actually the consumption of urea in the country and perhaps opening the door to CAN to increase its market share in Germany. So that's another factor that's been suggested as a supporting.
So I guess with CAN and ammonium nitrate, it isn't just falling nitrogen prices, falling gas prices. There's also a bigger dynamic at play, which is demand for those products. So with CAN, the legislation with urea perhaps opens it up to claim a larger market share of fertilizer. And in France, so with the anti-dumping duty on UAN from Trinidad, Russia and US exports into France and the European Union in general, perhaps that has given domestic AN producers a chance to expand their own market share as well?
Well, I think with the with regards to the anti-dumping duties on UAN from Russia, Trinidad, the United States and the European Union, it seems so far that the void that was perhaps created by those new tariffs in the market has been filled with product from Europe, from the Netherlands and from Lithuania, and also more notably from Belarus as well. So I don't know that would perhaps have created an opening for ammonium nitrate anywhere. Certainly with the CAN in Germany, if there is reduced demand and reduced consumption of urea there as a result of this new legislation, then yeah, certainly it's an opportunity for CAN producers, but also perhaps for ASN and also and other N plus S products as well. It's I think it's a gap that could be filled by a variety of different products.
Thanks, Mark. Is there any new season update on the UAN market in Germany?
Not that I know of. The last prompt prices that we had heard X-Tank at German ports are around the 150 euro FCA level. And while we're recording today, SKW Piesteritz was yet to announce a new season UAN price. So we'll be keeping an eye out for that, and you'll know when we know. You, with covering the United Kingdom, Cooganiga, what's the situation there? Has CF come out with anything yet? If not, what's the expectation?
I mean, CF has yet to issue a new season AN 34.5% price and continues to offer products for May at the 232 bag delivered merchant price introduced at the end of March. I mean, we've been speaking about the weather, but earlier in the year, we did have all those storms and there was a lot of rain. So the season has been delayed and there isn't really any rush for CF to issue a new price. Typically, they have introduced a new season price in mid-June during or after Cereals Week. So last year, they kicked off the 2019-2020 season with a price of 248 bagged cost delivered merchant on the 10th of June for June to August delivery. Prior to this reset price, CF had been quoting 259 bagged cost delivered merchant.
Yeah, and I don't know if my memory is correct, but CF kicked off the 2018-2019 season with a price of 210 bagged cost delivered merchant, and the previous year, 2017-2018, with a price of 172 bagged cost delivered merchant.
Yeah, so while over the last few years, there has been a steady increase in the new season price announced by CF, but it seems this year won't follow that trend. So typically the current price from the producer compared to the new season price is higher. So if currently they're quoting 232 bagged cost delivered merchant, the new season price that they introduce will be a few pounds lower. So in 2019, the new season price was £27 lower than the previous prompt price that had been quoted. So the situation surrounding falling gas prices, lower nitrogen pricing for urea, as well as lower ammonium nitrate and calcium ammonium nitrate prices in Europe, as well as the ongoing COVID-19 crisis, will all play a role in CF determining where it will set the price. But I think it's safe to say that it will be lower than it was last year.
Yeah. And I know that typically there is some correlation between, I've said correlation a lot, but there is some correlation between the Yara ammonium nitrate reset price in France and the UK AN new season price as well, isn't there?
Yes, exactly.
But that being issued at 27 euros lower, I guess it's fair to assume we might see something similar in the UK.
Yes, especially with ammonium nitrate being such a large market in the UK as well.
Oh, thank you very much, Cooganiga. I think that is all from us. So thank you very, very much for listening.
And don't forget, you can subscribe to the IHS Market Verticon podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, where you'll find the latest edition of Urea Never Sleeps by Alfie Middlebake and Carl Stenison, and also Neil Griffiths and Alberto Persona discussing the impacts of the recent Indian phos acid settlements. You'll hear from us again soon. Thank you. Goodbye.
For more information about Verticon and IHS Market, visit the link in the show description. Thank you for listening.